Possible IELTS Band 9.
Hello, my name is Christopher. What's your full name, please?
My full name is Petula Paris.
Can I check your ID and passport, please?
Yeah, sure.
That's fine, thank you. Now, in the first part, I'd like to ask you some general questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you are from.
Okay.
Where's your hometown?
My hometown is in the southwest of England. The southwest of England is all countryside, so I live in the countryside on a farm. It's not actually a village, it's just a farm by itself in a valley. So we don't have any neighbours. It's just all of our fields. And then not far from our farm is the coast.
Okay, and which places should tourists visit?
Well, there's lots of places that tourists can visit, actually. We even have lots of tourists staying in our farmhouse, and they can walk around the countryside. There's lots of different country walks or hiking because there's lots of forests. And then you can go to the coast, to the seaside. There's a small seaside town there, so there's lots of different kind of souvenir shops and restaurants and cafes, some swimming pools, or you can swim in the sea if it's not too cold. There's lots of coastal walks, or there's lots of coastal paths that you could cycle along. So it's those kind of things, just walking, cycling, being kind of outdoor activities.
And is there anything you don't like about your hometown?
I think probably the biggest problem is that it's a bit boring sometimes. Like I said, there's no neighbours, and even the seaside village we live near is really quite small. So apart from the summer, there's not really anyone there. In the winter, it's really quiet. So there's not much to do when you're young.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to the weather. What is the weather like where you live?
Well, the summer's quite nice. It's usually quite sunny and hot in the summer. The winter's cold, it rains a lot, sometimes it snows, but when it snows, the snow doesn't really settle very much, it's never very deep. And then the autumn and the winter, the autumn's quite cold as well, actually. You can't really differentiate the autumn from the winter. And then the spring, that's quite cold as well, yeah.
Okay, so do you prefer summer or winter?
I definitely prefer summer because there's not very much sun in the winter, and I think when there's no sun, it's really depressing. When there's sun, you can do loads of things. You can go to the beach, you can go outside, you can do sport. You can just do anything without worrying about being cold. So I like the summer, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like to do when it's raining?
Well, it does rain quite a lot of it does rain quite a lot of the time in England. So I usually go to an indoor swimming pool or go to the cinema or just stay at home and read, watch TV. I mean, if you have an umbrella, you can still go outside and go walking anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'd like to ask you some questions about shopping.
Okay.
Who do you like to go shopping with?
Well, really, I only like going by myself. I really hate going with other people because it takes ages to walk around with them because sometimes they want to go to different shops than you do. And if they want to try on clothes, you have to wait for them. Or if you want to try on clothes, they have to wait for you. And I don't really like having to listen to what they think about the clothes I'm trying. So I just like going by myself.
Mm-hmm. And do you prefer shopping malls or markets?
I definitely prefer shopping malls because if you go to traditional markets, then often you can't try the clothes on. Although it's cheaper, the quality isn't always very good. So if you can't try it on, you don't know if it fits. And then when you've gone home and you try it on, it doesn't fit. You can't usually take it back to markets. But in shopping malls, if there's a problem, you can take it back. You just need a receipt. They have changing rooms so you can try it on. So I think that's much better.
Okay, sorry. Let's move on to part two. I will give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you will have 1 minute to think about what you are going to say. You may make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so here's your paper and a pen, and here's your topic. I'd like you to describe someone famous that you admire.
I'd like to talk about a man called Nelson Mandela. I'm sure you know who he is. He's very famous around the whole world. Because he used to be the president of South Africa. Now, I admire him not because he was the president, but because he fought throughout his whole life. I mean, he's already an old man, possibly 80, I think. And he fought throughout his whole life for something he believed in. He really stuck to his guns. He followed what he believed in, stuck to his principles, which were... what he fought for was racial equality in South Africa during apartheid. He wanted equality between black and white people. And, I mean, his life was very difficult. He was imprisoned for 40 years. Even before he was imprisoned, he was always wanted by the South African government. And despite all this, he still never gave up what he believed in. Even when he was in jail, he found lots of ways of continuing the struggle, whether it was through other prisoners. He also passed communications and kept the movement going through some of the prison wardens that sympathised with him and his cause. So despite being in prison for 40 years, he could still fight for what he thought was right. And I mean, in our everyday lives, we meet lots of things that we want to give up on, even if it's just a exam or something like that. So I really can't imagine how difficult it must be to fight for the same thing for your whole life and not give up.
Okay, let's move on to part three. You've been talking about someone famous that you admire, and I'd like to ask you one or two more questions related to this. Let's consider, first of all, fame. Could you please evaluate the pros and cons of being famous?
I think there's probably more disadvantages to being famous than advantages. The obvious advantages are money. I mean, when you're famous, everybody wants you to do things, be on adverts, do speeches, just loads of things. So you earn lots of money, and if you have lots of money, you can just do anything you want. And you get loads of opportunities. You get to meet lots of people that you wouldn't have met, do lots of things that you wouldn't have been able to do. You get special treatment. You can go to parties, like the Oscars and things like that. But because most famous people are really in the public eye all of the time, there's a huge pressure on your personal life. People want to know about your family and your relationships and everything you do. So there's really an invasion of your privacy by the media. I think that's a really big disadvantage. You can't just live normally anymore. You really have to adapt to being a public figure. I think that's a big disadvantage.
Okay, and can you please explain what responsibilities celebrities have to our society?
Well, I think because it's society that makes the celebrity famous, I don't really think the celebrities have any responsibilities to society. I think society, because society is responsible for making the celebrity famous, then if they think the celebrity is doing anything wrong, then it's up to society to not support them anymore or show that they disapprove of what they're doing. So I really think I think society has more responsibility than the celebrity.
Okay, and let's talk about success. Could you discuss which element is more important for success? Luck or hard work?
We say in English, what's the saying? If at first you don't succeed, try again. And I think that displays that really, really hard work is a big element of being successful. But then you also need to speculate to accumulate. And if you speculate, you're taking risks. And if you take risks, I think you really need luck to be on your side. So you definitely need a certain element of good luck. You need to be in the right place at the right time and meet the right people. And if you have a business, then you need the economy to be favourable or the market to be favourable. So I think probably more hard work, but a little bit of luck is definitely needed to get started.
Okay. And could you define how success can be measured?
I think it's probably usually measured in money. Often when we say the most successful people, we mean the people with most money. But then it can also be measured in status, like your social position. Like, we think presidents are successful, important politicians are successful. I suppose you could also measure it. You could measure it in how happy the people are, but I don't think people really use that kind of measurement. I think definitely money would be the main way to measure success.
Okay, and could you describe how success can change a person?
Well, I think that when people are successful, sometimes because they've achieved what they wanted to achieve, they kind of lose all interest. So they just want to be more successful, or they feel a bit depressed because they don't know what the point of living is anymore. I remember I watched a film recently called Alexander, and he was a very successful warrior, and he conquered country after country. But each time he succeeded in conquering a new country, then he was bored again, so he had to conquer another country. So sometimes I think it means that you kind of lose your interest in life, and you don't know what the point of living is anymore. And then, obviously, if success comes with fame, then you have to adapt to being famous, and that sometimes makes your life... You have to be quite distant from your family and friends. You don't know who you can trust anymore. You don't know if they'll sell your story to the papers or tell your secrets to people. So you probably have to make a lot of adaptions in your private life.
Okay, thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.